before Yontif, we began with the first Torah in Eretz Chayfetz, which is the first Torah in the Oris, Eretz Yisrael of Rav Kook. And as I mentioned earlier, there are bits and pieces that are missing from some of these Torahs, because Rav Shaila didn't have necessarily all of the complete Torahs that we now have. And even now things are not complete, but he didn't have as much as we have now, the material. Or because he felt that that was the Nekudah that he wanted to make at this particular point. In addition to that, those who intend the Mitzvah to continue with the learning should try to keep a folder, because there are going to be a lot of extra pages that have to do with Mar Mekaymis, that are Mashlim, but that particular Torah that Reb Shaila brings from Rav Kook, that we have now access to more things, Baruch Hashem. And we need to be mashlim some of the material that Reb Shaila brought. So the Torah that we learned, we could just review the sentence that's in the Eretz Chayfetz, the first Torah, and I'll remind you of what we spoke about from the Iris, the end of this Torah, that's printed and we read together in the Iris last time. That Eretz Yisrael einena dover chitzoini. That Eretz Yisrael is not something external. Not something external, we learned the same way that, of course, in a relationship between a husband and a wife, there is an external aspect of that relationship as well. There are practical things that they take care of in the home and work and so on, raising the children. There are many, many external things, and it could be that 90% of the time in that relationship is taken up by external matters, dvarim chitzoniyim. But it's very, very sad, and it would be very tragic if that would define the essence of the relationship. All the dvarim chitzoniyim, the cooking, the cleaning, the work, and fixing, all of that stuff, raising the kids, all of that... Well, there's a lot of things going on.
Okay. That's a recording, it's not mine.
Okay. So all of that external type of stuff that takes place between the husband and wife doesn't define the relationship, even though it might take up most of the time otherwise. It doesn't define the relationship. Those are dvarim chitzoniyim. Those are external matters in a relationship. We learned last time that we see in many places in Tanakh that lo ya'amer od lach od azuv al arzech lo ya'amer od shmama ki loch yikar cheftzi bo la arzech bu'ula ki chofetz Hashem bach v'arzech ti bo'el, that the relationship between Am Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael is a relationship of chas mekal, husband and wife. And therefore, there are many practical matters, political, social, economic, that need to be taken care of. And there are many practical matters that the Jews having a place of their own resolves, that a place where we could run to, a place where we could stay, a place where we're safe, a place we could build up yeshivas, v'chul v'chul. All of that is great. But Rav Kook begins the Oris, and Eretz Chayfetz begins with this very important chilek between kinyan chitzoni and a kinyan pnimi. Eretz Yisrael is like a husband and wife, is a kinyan, but it's a kinyan pnimi. It's a kinyan pnimi. It's not something external, we learned. It's not a national asset. It's not a means towards an end. It's the same way that it's absurd to say that the reason that these two people got married, absurd, I mean, many people, of course, have done this and do this, but the reason that they got married was because of certain practical matters that need to be taken care of. That's not the reason for a marriage. Those practical things that's safe, that she has a place to live and there's a panasa and now they're secure. All of those things are important, but those are all kinyanim chitzoniyim. That's not why people get married. It's, again, it's not why they should get married, and that's not the tachlis. Those are the benefits of marriage. So there are benefits of being in Eretz Yisrael that are practical. But that's not the inyan of the relationship between Am Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. The relationship between Am Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, is pnimi, and therefore, our love for Eretz Yisrael is not something which can be explained by human understanding, Rav Kook explained, and therefore he says, Eretz Yisrael, meaning in Eretz Chayf, Eretz Yisrael, and then a davar chitzani, kinyan chitzani le'uma, and tzoy le'matara shel his agdus haklalos. It's not a means towards the end of having a place where Jews can be together. V'achzokas kiyuma achamri, and a place that could sustain us physically, that we could be, again, safe and sound. Afil haruchani. And it's not even a means towards a spiritual end, which we spoke about a lot before Yantiv, towards being able to have a place where we could have a lot of yeshivas and a lot of learning and a lot of davening and kiyama mitzvahs or mitzvahs atluyas baris. All of those things are gevaldik, and it's fantastic that we could do those things, and it's facilitated by having our own land. That's terrific, but it's very important, and this is the beginning of the sefer. Eretz Yisrael hi chativa atzmusis. Kishura bekesha chayim im ha'uma. It's chativa, it's a reality atzmusis. It's an essential internal pnimius kinyin and kesher, which is kishura bekesha chayim im ha'uma, which is bound with the kesher of life to the nation. And therefore, in the part that the Admor HaChalutz did not bring, at the end we learned that the thought of the land of Israel, the thought of Israel, is only an external value serving as a cohesive force, which, of course, people who are not Shomer Mitzvahs generally look at Israel as an external value serving a cohesive force. It serves the value of a place where Jews can be together. Even this way of thinking, even when it comes only to reinforce the Jewish idea in the diaspora, to preserve its identity and to strengthen faith or an observance of mitzvahs, bears no permanent fruit. For this foundation is shaky compared to the holy might of Eretz Yisrael. The holy might of Eretz Yisrael is revealed only through an understanding and a sense of that kesher shel chayim. The same thing with the wife, Re'ei Chaim im Isha Shahavta, we just learned in Kohelet. Chaim im Isha Shahavta. Even though the time is mostly spent in the home, in practical matters, the same way in Eretz Yisrael, there's a tremendous amount of time that's taken up by all of the practical matters of settling the land. But Chas v'Sholom, that would cause us to forget and to understand that Eretz Yisrael is not just a place where we could be safe. It's not just a place for Jews to live, or even a place for Jews to daven and learn. There's a kesher shel chayim. It's nishmas Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is Eretz Yisrael and Am Yisrael are inseparable. That's what the Navi, when the Navi says, "Boch ki chofetz Hashem boch va'artzech ti bo'el." Artzech ti bo'el is a lashon of intimacy, a husband and wife ti bo'el. It's a relationship of intimacy. That's what Eretz Yisrael is. Now, we're going to do two pieces to be mashlim this, because the rest of the sefer is mashlim this also. But two pieces that I can't be meichel on that we should do now. What the pages that you got now is from Rav Kook's greatest Talmud, from Rav Yaakov Moshe Chalap, Zecher Tzadik V'Kosher Levracha. Everybody has? I have one more here if someone doesn't have. You see how everything that we're learning is mamish, what's going on right now. It's nugget to everything that we're living in right now, what's happening. I once spoke about this, and I read a little piece of it on Tisha B'Av around 10 years ago. A little piece. But now we're going to learn it together. This is a michtav klali, a letter that Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Chalap wrote before the establishment of the Medina, of the state. Without going into the problem of the history, the discussion of the partition of Eretz Yisrael, the offer that was made to the Arabs regarding the partition of the land. And at that time, you have to remember that the Ummah Sa'ilam, there were many, many of the nations of the world that were excited about Jews returning to Eretz Yisrael. There was excitement about that. First of all, it's a way to get rid of your own, but the possibility of getting rid of the Jews that you had. That was exciting. And as a way of resolving the problems in the Middle East and the Jewish problem that was in Europe and in America, of where are Jews going to live, what's going to be with them. So, you know, there were different programs, different suggestions, different proposals that were made. And when this was Ola al Hashulchan, when this came up, the question or the proposal of partitioning the land, of dividing the land between Jews and Arabs, of creating two states. When this idea came up, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Chalap wrote this letter. And in every single word, there's the neshama of his illustrious Rabbi Rav Kook, and he's expressing exactly what we just learned in this first tire. And every single one of us has to live with this and to think about it and to be mefarsim as much as we can with our families and friends the truth of our relationship with Eretz Yisrael. Al dvar ha-she'ela ha-omedes ha-la-perek. Look inside. Regarding this current question, this issue, regarding the proposal, imadrish v'hakiru shel havada malchusis, with the commission at that time, of course, with the British, im shori levata achelik me'eretz Yisrael. Is it permissible? Are we allowed? Is it good to be mevater, to concede, to give in, to give up a chelik of Eretz Yisrael, a piece of Eretz Yisrael? This was supposed to bring peace, of course. Im shori levata chelik me'eretz Yisrael. Hine hadava borer o poshet de chalil li Yisrael levata. It's clear and it's obvious, the chalil li Yisrael levata. God forbid for us to be mevata on any piece of Eretz Yisrael. The kol viter alma shehu kadosh b'kedushas Eretz Yisrael, any concession with any piece of territory that has kedushas Eretz Yisrael, that is imbued halachically with kedushas Eretz Yisrael, whether it's a chela gadol, whether it's a big piece of Eretz Yisrael, or chela katan, or a little piece of Eretz Yisrael. Anybody who is guilty of going along with such a concession is in that category of lehoida ba'artzo. Now, lehoida ba'artzo, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe comes back to it later on. He comes back to it in a minute to explain. What does it mean, lehoida ba'artzo? Means that there was once upon a time a very great person that made on his level the mistake of referring to himself as an Ish Mitzri. Who am I speaking about? Moshe Rabbeinu. He referred to himself as an Ish Mitzri. He identified himself when he came to the well over there with Yisro's daughters. He identified himself as an Ish Mitzri. And Chazal jumped on that. And Hashem Yisbarach jumped on that. The Moshe Rabbeinu was guilty on his level. The Moshe Rabbeinu was guilty of not admitting, of not being proud of who he really was. Lahoida ba'artza, that he called himself an Ish Mitzri, an Egyptian. Ve'in shum hevdel, benim lahoida b'chol haaretz, and there is no difference whether a Jew is lahoida b'chol haaretz, whether a Jew denies a connection or his association with the entire land, or renounces his relationship with the entire land. Or he only renounces his connection to Yehuda and Shomron, to a chelek of Eretz Yisrael, to a part of Yerushalayim, to a street, to a kiosk, to a tree. There's no difference. Umayisha Rabbeinu Olo V'Sholem, k'sheshchanein la'avor ba'aretz, when Moshe Rabbeinu davened that he should have the schus to come into to Eretz Yisrael to spend a little time over there, his chanin shi'avor b'chol ha'aretz, he davened to Rabbeinu Shalom that he should be able to go to all of Eretz Yisrael. Le'irak ba'ashifilu kim gam bahar b'shvela kim gam bahar har ha'toyv azev ha'halavonin. He wanted Moshe Rabbeinu, the same Moshe Rabbeinu, that he called himself an Ish Mitzri. Now he's davening and davening at the end of his life. He's begging Hashem to let him go to all of Eretz Yisrael. Not only to the Inbal and Kafir Rimon, you understand? To all of Eretz Yisrael. Lord Bashvel, Kim Gambahar, Ahar, Hatoy, Vazeva, Halavonin. Uch Shaloy Neskabla Tfilosoi. And when his tefillah, of course, was not accepted the way that he wanted, lava b'chol ha'aretz, le'nichnas af l'chelik min ha'aretz. Le'nichnas af l'chelik min ha'aretz, it was either all or nothing at all. Eretz Yisrael is, this is what Eretz Yisrael is, this chefetz. This is what it is. Eretz Yisrael is this. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael. He wanted to be able to go into the land. The gezeirah was that Moshe Rabbeinu cannot go into the land. So maybe just a little bit. Maybe just a little bit. Maybe just to come in and to kiss the ground, and then I'm ready to leave. So Rabbi Akiva says, there's no such thing. A little bit, a lot. V'im al Moshe Rabbeinu alo v'sholom. And if regarding Moshe Rabbeinu, Sha'amru alav ish mitzri hitzilonu, that by him saying to the girls ish mitzri hitzilonu, to Yisro's daughters, sha'amru alav, that they said regarding him, in other words, that he saw himself in that way, and therefore they in turn to their father identified him as an ish mitzri. Hayenechshav zelaloi hoyde ba'artzoi, it's already considered loy hoyde ba'artzoi, that he's not moide be'eretz Yisrael. U'bishvil zeh nistavu v'hadvarim shalei nichnas l'aretz. And because of that, because Moshe Rabbeinu presented himself as an ish mitzri, and the daughters understood as he presented himself, they just reported to their father, an ish mitzri, there's an Egyptian man that rescued us. As a result of that, nistavu v'hadvarim shalei nichnas l'aretz, as a result of that, things turned out at the end, as Chazal say, that Loi Hoidabar, since he was not Moidabar to Israel, he can't come to Eretz Yisrael. And as a result of that, what happened, and what's still happening, and Nigra Mizeh, Kol Ha'asai Nishalonu, all of our tragedies, all of our tzaras, Churban Beis HaMikdash, even when we got there, we were not able to have a permanent hold on the land. We're constantly struggling to be there, and we're getting kicked out again and again. And all of this is traced back to Moshe Rabbeinu Loi Hoide Ba'atzo, that the one who received the Torah Ha'Sinai, who would receive the Torah Ha'Sinai, was Loi Moide Ba'atzo, he's an Ish Mitzri, even a Chaylet. So he says, all the tzaros and churban, cholagolias, agadolias, v'haruchais, then kal v'chaymer levitur achelik meha'aretz. Then kal v'chaymer, how much more so? That the Jews should be mevata, that we should concede, and we should give to the goyim achelik of Eretz Yisrael. Kal v'chaymer levitur achelik meha'aretz, to give achelik of Eretz Yisrael to the goyim. There's a yoysim alehaideh. That's much worse than looking at oneself as a mitzvah, of not being moida, of lay hoida b'eretz Yisrael, whatever that means. That's worse. giving away a piece of Eretz Yisrael, even a tiny piece, he says, ki im gam koifer ba'aretzo. It's being koifer ba'aretz Yisrael. It's not hesitating to admit that you're a person that comes from Eretz Yisrael, that you're an Ivri. It's not just, it's not like Yosef HaTzadik that always called himself an Ish Ivri, right? That's what Chazal say. He was Moed Ba'aretzo. And therefore the bracha of Yosef HaTzadik that we just learned in Zayis HaBracha, Megid Shemaim, and so on, because Yosef HaTzadik was Moed Ba'aretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yaakov Moshe says that giving, that's just by not seeing oneself or calling oneself an Ivri. Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't come into the land because he wasn't Moed Ba'aretz, and as a result of that, all the tzaros and all the galuyos. A person of those who are involved in giving away a piece of Eretz Yisrael. Forget about not being Moida, not being proud, but actually cutting up Eretz Yisrael and handing over a piece to the Goyim. That's already Koifer Baretz. That's worse than not being Moida Eretz Yisrael. That's being Koifer Baretz Yisrael. Kim Gam Koifer Baretz. V'chol Asher B'Shem Yisrael Yichuna, whoever still is known as a Jew, whoever still calls himself a Jew, also love the kacheres yahadusai, it's forbidden for him to deny his yahadus, his being a Jew. This is exactly what Rav Kook is saying. It's not something which can be separated from being a Jew. Also love the kacheres yahadusai v'shaychus l'Eretz Yisrael. He cannot deny, reject his very essence of being a Jew. And his shaykh is the Eretz Yisrael. You can understand, going back to the mashal that we see in Tanakh, the husband and wife, right? So you can imagine, try to a mashal of this guy, a married guy, and he's on a business trip. He's on a business trip. And he doesn't announce himself, and he's with on a trip with all kinds of people, and he doesn't announce himself to be a married man. He doesn't announce himself to be a married man. And there are many ways that a person can announce himself without wearing a sign, or without wearing a ring. I suggest that men wear rings, that's for girls. Without wearing a ring, and without announcing himself to be married. There are many, many ways that a person knows how to make it clear that he's spoken for, as they say in America, that he has a wife back home. There are many ways that he can make that obvious and clear, by how he talks, by how he dresses, by where he goes, v'chol v'chol. So it's one madrega for a person not to make that clear, not to say outright, ish ivri, I'm an ivri. In other words, I'm a married person. That's one level of not being moida in who he is. But it's really an entirely different madrega for this guy to go home with somebody else, you understand? For him to give himself away to someone. That's already a kfira. That's a different madrega. The kaifer. Or if somebody asks him outright, are you married? He says, no. Free agent. To make himself available. That's already a different madrega. That's kfira. He's not moiden who he is. He's koifrin who he is. Giving away a piece of Eretz Yisrael, zayoyisim lehoi, the kim gam koifer ba'aretzo. To give away a piece of Eretz Yisrael is koifer ba'aretzo. Kilu, there's such a thing as Am Yisrael without this piece of Eretz Yisrael. Kula. Anybody who calls himself a Jew cannot deny his Yahadus, his Yiddishkeit, and his Shaykh is Eretz Yisrael Kula, to all of Eretz Yisrael. It's not for us to decide which piece this and which piece that. And to even though there were Talmidei Chacham and some great Talmidei Chacham that felt that way. This is the mahalach of the Beis HaMedrash that we're in now, that we're learning. I'm not saying, God forbid, there were other great Talmidei Chacham who didn't agree with this mahalach. and believe that, that there should be some concessions made, and this is not by way, God forbid, of looking down at anybody else. But this Beis HaMedrash of Rav Kook, which is a Beis HaMedrash of Pnimius HaTorah, the Beis HaMedrash of Pnimius HaTorah, the Lubavitcher Rebbe is much stronger than this. And if you think this is strong, if you read the letters, and if you go back and look over the Farbrengens and things that Lubavitcher Rebbe said about the need of making any concessions with Eretz Yisrael, all those who are Makusha, the Pnimius HaTorah, this is what they're talking about. Mid-Zionism, on-Zionism, we're not talking about Zionism. Those who are living in the world of Pnimius HaTorah, who understand that the relationship that a Jew has with Eretz Yisrael is a Kenyan Pnimi, not Chitzayni, understands that it's not an Indian of trading, of cutting up, of dealing and making deals about Eretz Yisrael. It's not shy of such a thing. They were Talmid Chachamim, who great people, and Tzaddikim, whose place was in the world of Nigla. And for practical reasons, they were saying that there's an Indian here of Pikuach Nefesh. I'm not going to mention names now. Some very Chosh of a Talmid Chachamim. That it's a matter of pikuach nefesh, and where do we see that holding on to this piece of Eretz Yisrael is doicha pikuach nefesh? So in halacha there were arguments that were made by some very chashuva great talmid chachamim, arguments that have been made are not still being made. So, by great people in halacha. That mechatesa, the Jewish life should be endangered because of this Indian of Dafka Leviya. What do we have to Dafka Leviya? So go to Tel Aviv, go to Ramat Gan or something, or go to Yerushalayim, go somewhere. There are places to live. What's happening here? You have to endanger your lives, your children's lives by living in this place. So there are Talmidei Chacham who in the sugya of Eretz Yisrael in Nigla in Rambam. In Nigla, so they came to such a conclusion that Adrabba, that it's not Deicha, this problem of Jewish lives that are endangered, and we have to work with the Goyim, and we have to work with the Yishmaelim and to make deals. We have to save Jewish lives. One second, everyone. We have to work with them. And in Nigla, like in many matters of Nigla, you could make a compelling case for that. There's no question. And there were great people who knew Torah much more than all of us put together, and they could make a compelling case for that. And they did. and in the world of Chitzanias, in the world of Nigla, Eretz Yisrael is not a Kenyan Pnimi. And in the sugya of Deicha Nefesh with Nefesh, they don't see Eretz Yisrael as being the Nefesh of Am Yisrael. It's not the soul of the Jewish people. It's a place for Jews to live. It has Kedushas Aretz, true, but it's not higher on the list of priorities. It's not higher than Nafshas Yisrael. It's not higher than Nafshas Yisrael. So Rabbi Yaakov Moshe did not belong to that Beis HaMedrash. Lubavitcher Rebbe Suskin did not belong to that Beis HaMedrash. The Klausenberg Rebbe did not belong to that Beis HaMedrash. And many, many other tzaddikim whose world was a world of pnimius, of pnimius shebe pnimius, they didn't believe in deals and concessions. Let's just finish. I'll get to you in a second. I found this paragraph. Whether you are born in Eretz Yisrael or you're not born in Eretz Yisrael. That was the based upon the pasuk that this he's referring to. The Gemara that brings a pasuk that even if you weren't physically born in Eretz Yisrael, every Jew is called an Israeli. and Eretz Yisrael to get Jew. Every Jew is called, and that's the heter the Ragachev gave for somebody to write on his passport in order to get out of some problems to be able to write on his passport back then. But the Ragachev, he wrote on his to have a false passport that said that he was born in Israel because he wanted to get a visa to be able to go back. So the Ragachev said, Ben Shanaylut Ba, Ben Shanaylut Ba. Whether you're born in Eretz Yisrael, you're not born in Eretz Yisrael. Every Jew is in Eretz Yisrael to get Yid. Ben Shanaylut Ba, Ben Shanaylut Ba. Kasha Kain, Maish Rabbeinu Arul Shalom, Naylut Ba Mitzrayim. No, Maish Rabbeinu was born and raised in Mitzrayim. And still, because he presented himself as a Mitzri, whatever that means, without going into the pshat of that, but he presented himself as a Mitzri. I mean, he was a Mitzri. He was a Mitzri. He was born in Mitzrayim. Or Ben Achaimus, right? Whatever. But he himself, Yochevel came to that world, Ben Achaimus. But Moshe Ben himself was a Mitzri. And he was raised in Mitzrayim. So he is a legitimate Ish Mitzri and had an Egyptian passport. But still he got into such trouble. And it caused all of the following tzoros. Moshe ben Noel Mitzrayim. And v'lohoy Yisrael oid nechnosim la'aretz. And then what's the taina? He had an Egyptian passport. He's raised in Egypt. And Am Yisrael didn't even come yet to Eretz Yisrael. We didn't even get there yet. V'afo pichein hayenechshev zel la'ovan and his madrega. You're an Egyptian? So yeah, Moshe ben could have a taina. What else should I be? What's my nationality? We didn't come yet. We didn't come yet to Eretz Yisrael. And nechshev zel la'avayim. That is already what an avayim, vim a sin, vim kolkach godl ha'avon. And if that's such a great sin, shall e hayda ba'aretz liyachid. That one, of course, the greatest person, Moshe Rabbeinu, was not moida in Eretz Yisrael. And because of that, he wasn't allowed to even go see a little bit, to spend a little bit of time. I mean, he could stand on the mountain, but he couldn't go inside even for a little bit, a little bit. Kama yigdol oven zelet tzibur? How much greater is the sin? That a tzibur of Jews, that a community, that groups of Jews, that the Jewish people, or the whoever claims that they represent the Jewish people, sheyadaber b'shem klal Yisrael, a tzibur, that speaking ki'ilu, they're the representatives of the Jewish people. Kavachomer ben benoishel kavachomer, kfir ba'aretz. Not to be moide ba'aretz. Kfir ba'aretz. Kfir ba'aretz. That's what he says. Not iho da'a, like Moshe Rabbeinu. An Egyptian passport. Kfir ba'aretz. To give away pieces of Eretz Yisrael. A piece of Eretz Yisrael. Kfir ba'aretz. Yeah, I've wrote mine.
Rabbi answered it.
Ve'ein sofek, kim yagiu hadvarim yitztachu chalila lachtoim al ksav choze bein lumi. It's missing a little bit. And there's no sofek that if Chas v'Shalom comes to such a thing where Jews are going to have to sign some kind of an international agreement, choze bein lumi. Shemashmo yevitur ezeshu mikolz chusena l'Eretz Yisrael, which would imply that this concession or this international agreement would imply that the Jewish people are giving up some of our schus on Eretz Yisrael. Look what he says. Noach yoser la'achaysim. It would be preferable for those who are there to sign lekatzes b'hoynos yideihem, to chop off their fingers. Lekatzes b'hoynos yideihem. If you're one of those who are invited to sign such a document, it would be better for you to cut off your fingers. V'lo yikatzesu b'netiyos gan rove. Instead of chopping and cutting the beautiful garden of Mitzion Mechal Yoifi Lekim Haifiyah, that place of where Hashem's beauty is revealed in Eretz Yisrael. Better you should cut off your fingers than sign such a piece of paper. They would be cutting up, they'd be cutting up Kivyachal, the face of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the face of Am Yisrael. Turn over the... Yes, he's going to bring it in a minute. Imeshkachech Yushalayim Tishkach Yamin. Kishem, kishem shehaomer kol haTorah min haShamayim, chutz mi'ois achas hayu kofa b'ikar. The same way, if a Jew, God forbid, says that the whole Torah is from Shamayim, except for one letter, he's already called a kofa b'ikar. He already has a din of a heretic, of a kofa b'ikar. He says the kol haTorah kula, except for this letter. Everything comes from Hashem, except for this letter. That person's already a kofa b'ikar. He's already a kofa. He's a heretic. Kain ha'omer kol Eretz Yisrael liYisrael chutz mishaal echad. So is the Rakhmosh says something. So is any Jew who says that all of Eretz Yisrael belongs to the Jewish people chutz mishaal echad, except for one little trail. Except for a little shaal echad means a little. Harei hu neitel mikdushas aretz. This person who's saying such a thing is neitel, he's taking away from Kedushas Haaretz, v'es nefesh Yisrael hu koveya. And he is cursing. Koveya means to lashon of cursing. He is cursing. Nefesh Yisrael. It's cutting away a piece of nefesh Yisrael. Say sha'al echad. Sha'al echad. Just a little street, one street to give away. A shal isn't even a street. It's an alleyway to give away. Chutz mishal achad, hayu noitam kedushas ves nefesh yisrael hu koveya. What?
When Eretz Yisrael bleed Torah, he could go bleed the Shema. So it fits in perfectly, just like the Torah.
It's killing. He brings that also. He'll bring not that exactly, but he brings. It doesn't mean to kill a person partially. The Gemara talks about that in Sanhedrin and other places, Shabbos and Sanhedrin. It doesn't mean to kill a person. Mali kadli kule kadli palgi kule. What do you mean? You're killing a person half. You're killing half a person. You're killing the whole person. There's a mace. So now he addresses the, of course, what everybody is screaming about. If we sign such an agreement, that means that the United Nations and the Goyim are going to recognize us. They'll give us a place, a state. And by us having a place, that'll save Eizah Nafshas Yisrael. It'll save a number of Jewish souls mikoyved lachatzam begolus, from the heaviness of the pressure and the difficulties of living in Golus, which means a lot of bad stuff. Bezeshi is achzu bechelek. If we agree with the Goyim, and we'll go and we'll divide the land, will accept a partition, and Jews will then have a place to settle in a chelik of Eretz Yisrael. We'll give away a part to the Arabs, and then there'll be a chelik that we'll live in. So this way, life will become easier, and it will save lives of Jews and Golas. B'chelik sheyikul medina Yehudis, and the Goyim will make this agreement to call that part of Eretz Yisrael a Jewish state. Ein b'zeh mishum heter. Rabbi Yaakov says that doesn't mean there's any heter from that. That svar does not create a heter Levaser lebsarim libam ve'enam sheyisrael, to cut into pieces the heart, the hearts and the eyes of the Jewish people. Lahatzel atzman b'marmoni shachaveyo kedivrei hanemukiyose perka goizel machel dover kegoin zeyaharig ve'al yatzel atzman b'marmoni shachaveyo. It's the sugya, those who learn the Gemara, of being matzel atzman b'marmoni shachaveyo, even though it might make sense to you, to break into somebody's house to steal medicine that you need to save your life. There's a sugya that's called ein matzel atzman b'marmoni shachaveyo. Not going to the sugya now. Also, lahatzil atzmai b'mamon chaveru. So, to save oneself on somebody else's cheshbon, we'll use that way of paraphrasing it. To save Jews on someone else's cheshbon. Yehari v'al yatzil atzmai b'mamon chaveru. You can't save your life by taking somebody something that doesn't belong to you. How could we talk about saving this Jew or that Jew, wherever he lives in the world, by giving away a chelek which is shayach l'kol Yisrael? Doesn't belong to you. Who are you to give this piece of Eretz Yisrael away? You have good intentions. You're wonderful people. Herzl was ready to give away the whole, that there shouldn't be any Eretz Yisrael, just to go to Africa. And he didn't mean it for a good reason. Of course he meant well. He wanted that Jews should be safe. Jews should have a place to live. They should get out of Golis. Who gives you the right to sign away a piece of Eretz Yisrael? Who says that you're allowed to save the Jews in Russia, the Jews in Poland? The Vito Chelek Acha Shaych L'Kol Yisrael. By giving away something that belongs not to you, it belongs to the entire Jewish people. We don't have a Sanhedrin anymore. We don't have a Sanhedrin. Not only that, it doesn't only belong to this generation of Jews, it belongs to the Jewish people. It belongs to the Jewish people from the beginning, to all of Am Yisrael, for all generations Am Yisrael belongs to. The Kol Shekein. And Kol Shekein, Kal V'Chomer, he says, the Be'emes, Rabbi Akiva says, Be'emes, Gam Hatzol Eini Betucha. Gam Hatzol Eini Betucha. In other words, by agreeing with the Goyim and cutting up the land, and then the Goyim are going to let us have a place to live, and then Kilu, they're going to let all the Jews live happily ever after, he says, it's not. Gam Hatzol Eini Betucha. Gam Hatzol Eini Betucha. That's going to end the Jewish problem. That's going to be the solution. Kimi sheyavtiach la'akev es minadenu milachzor al ma'aseim. Who will prevent that means those who are contending with, we could say stronger word, our enemies, from retracting. Well, you don't have to say America, English, not. Who's going to guarantee that they're not going to retract? Milachzor al ma'aseim, hamachpirim she'osu ad hena. The disgraceful things that have happened until now, and there haven't been hesitation, not on the part of the secular Zionists, and not on the part of Americans or British, to retract and go away from agreements. And you think that because we're going to agree with the nations of the world, and we're going to sign a piece of paper that's going to give away part of Eretz Yisrael, and they're going to say, now, the Goyim are going to say, now you have your place and you're okay. He says, do you think that that guarantees that the Jews will have their own state? You could call any resolution the United Nations they want, 242, after 9 bis morgen, this resolution, that resolution, this number, that number, doesn't mean anything. The Goyim still see that we don't belong in Eretz Yisrael, that it's not ours. And Faket, whenever we give in to anything in Eretz Yisrael, then that to them is a symbol that, you're already handling with Eretz Yisrael, then why can't you, so then you give, you, and if you could handle with Yehuda and Sharmon, why can't you handle with Yerushalayim? If you can give away one chelik, why can't you give away another chelik? So then all the Jews start saying, oh, Yerushalayim is special, it's very dear to us. So Tel Aviv is not so dear to you. Tel Aviv is not an old place. You can go to Tel Aviv. And then all the secular Jews are trying to figure out, like, how do we make a chiluk between this place and that place? Kilu, we're having negotiations with people who are ready to concede that Jews have any shaykhis to Yisrael. They're not ready to concede to any, that we have any shaykhis to Yisrael. Any shaykhis at all to Yisrael. No shaykhis at all. Toiv shebagoyim, that they made Harry Truman into a big avodah zarah, Harry Truman. Toiv shebagoyim. We have things from him that he was also there, even though his partner in business was Jacob, who was a Jew. There were things that he was also an anti-Semite. And it was a way to solve the Indian, to get the Jews off my back. If you even read the history of that time. It's somehow to quiet things down over there. And the Jews were making Truman mamish meshuggah. Mamish Meshuggah. He said it openly, and we have letters from him that they were making him crazy, until his old buddy Harry, Jacobson, I think his name was, who they were together they owned a store together, a haberdashery store in Missouri, that when they were very close friends, so that this guy Harry had to go barging into the White House. He had to go barging into the White House and to scream and yell to the President of the United States. And even afterwards, it's clear that Toiv Shebagoyim, the concessions that are made to the Jews, is just to somehow get them off our backs. Period. What time is it? Just to get them off our backs, and to somehow, just that there should be quiet over there in that part of the world. It should be quiet in that part of the world. That's all.
Yesterday,
Lavodiet
said that Abbas said he's not bound by Oslo agreements anymore.
So it's just Abbas is now getting ready to retire. He's got it all figured out. And of course, the only way that he will retire is in a blaze of Palestinian glory. And the way to do that is Intifada, a renouncing of any agreements, and becoming just a Haimish Palestinian again. All of the years that he was playing this game, and he put on his necktie, and he took off the shmata, and he's playing this game. He's a Holocaust denier. He's a Sinai Yisrael. He's a Palestinian, the same as Arafat. And because he's retiring now, he doesn't want to have on his mitzvah that he gave away to the Jews anything. He wants to have that as his matzeva. That's how he wants to retire. He doesn't want to be assassinated like Sadat. He doesn't want someone to put a bullet in his head. So now the best thing for him to do, for Abbas to do, is to return to what he really to what he really believes in, which is the same as the chevra that are running around stabbing Jews in New July. And that's all. It's not like everybody's so nispal. Like, what happened to Abbas? What happened to him? What happened to him? I can't believe the guy wears a necktie. I can't believe he's doing that. I can't believe it. There's a guy that has yechidus with the Pope. Arafat wasn't invited to speak in the United Nations. And he didn't stand there with a gun in the United Nations. And Netanyahu stands in front of the United Nations telling them, I'm Yisrael Chai. Toiv Shebagoyim is just to get the Jews out of our hair, period. But if that's not working, and it comes down to Arab oil or Jewish lives, it's also, sorry to use it twice in one day, a no-brainer. It's not a Jewish lives or Arab oil. No, it's a shaila. That's a shaila. So Rabbi Yaakov Moshe is saying, so gam at so lane betuch kemi aftir lak is mit adenu milach so ma semach pirm is so so at hene we me betuch be yosef bedin judas begleile make agreements that's going to guarantee that they can leave us alone, that we're going to have a place ov gein be ez het yaskim le kro out is so lugzar. So he says, even up his svar, who says this is going to even work? He doesn't need that svara. He says, even those of you are talking about this svara, that this is going to be the final answer for our problems, he says, who says that? And therefore, What's the heter to agree to sign such a thing to cut a Beis Yisrael into pieces? L'shloach yad b'migdash Hashem, to be shaleach yad b'migdash Hashem into Hashem's holy place. L'zalzel b'chelik mimatnes elokim, to be mezalzel, to, how do you say in English, mezalzel? Disgrace to the gift that Hashem has given the Jewish people, Eretz Yisrael. L'zalzel b'chelik mimatnes elokim, that Hashem Yisrael gave us a gift, to be mezalzel in the gift that He gave us. Asher nosen lanu l'nachla nachlas olamim, that He gave us this as our place, nachlas olamim, forever and ever. The truth is, Eretz Yisrael is not a bas chalukah. It's not something that, can be chopped into pieces. The same way the Torah isn't. You have people that say the Torah, you can't. The same way that you can't. The same way you can't call Torah's ben hashamayim. Somebody says chutz mi ois achas is a kaifer. Eretz Yisrael is not something you should divide up. Lav bas chalukah lechlau. Kim l'shivte beis Yisrael. We might say, "Oh, but similar bottom." Calls man shle nifrad loit mi Avram, v'choshev l'shachis baris hayadib b'parish hemenu. We know that as long as Lot was hanging around with Avram Avinu, we're coming up to these parashiyos now. That as long as l'nifrad loit mi Avram, as long as Lot was hanging around with Avram Avinu, and there was a havamina, that what, that Lot would have a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. V'choshevlis aches, that he should have a permanent achuza, a permanent nachla, a place in Eretz Yisrael. Hayadi b'parish hemenu. That Avram Avinu wasn't Hashem stopped talking to Avram Avinu. Hayadi b'parish hemenu. Hashem is about, I'm not talking to you. V'medrash it says, Koas hayelu me'akadosh baruch hu, v'shor shahayel loit mahalachi mo'yavinu. Hashem is angry that Avraham Avinu was hanging out with his nephew with Lot. Omer Kadosh Baruch Hu, kach amarti loy. Hashem says, I told Avraham Avinu, lezaracha nesati yisaretz hazayis, to your descendants I have given this land. V'hu medabek es Lot ben achiv kidei liyasho, and he has this relationship with Lot. Ki'ilu Lot is going to yarshin, is going to have a yush of Eretz Yisrael, is going to yarshin Eretz Yisrael. Im kein gelach v'yavuloi shnei parsatkin min hashuk v'yarisham eshaloi. Kamo yishu reitze ben achiv. Let him go get two salesmen, two schleppers from the shuk, and make that they should yarshin his Yerusha. Kamo yishu reitze ben achiv, because he thinks he's going to give a Yerusha to his nephew of Eretz Yisrael. Umeferoshim hadvarim. The osu lahaskim gam al chelik miharis. It's mefurish that it's forbidden to make any agreement. Avraham Avinu, I'm not saying Avraham Avinu was going to give Lot the whole Eretz Yisrael. He was going to give him a chelik Eretz Yisrael. Avraham Avinu wasn't thinking about giving Lot the whole Eretz Yisrael. Let's say he was thinking to give him a place. Mefurish matram to also ask him gam a chelik meretz l'misha enemy zera Avraham ayhavai l'misha enemy zera Avraham ayhavai. It's lezaracha. Akash Baruch got angry. Kila, you're giving Eretz Yisrael to some schlepper from the shuk. Doesn't make any difference. He's your nephew. That's not called Zera Avram. For whatever reason, that's not called Zera Avram, a nephew. U'b'chagoyin do yesh lochushim schusim b'zeh b'chlal. U'b'chagoyin do, and having such an attitude and thinking in such a way, Yesh lochushim schusim b'zeh b'chlal. Chalila, on some level, we're undermining our entire schus. As it says in Sefer Devarim, Moshe Benu said about the Meraglim and the reaction of Bnei Yisrael when the Meraglim came back. Vayimasu beretz chemda. It doesn't say that in Pasha Shlach by the Meraglim. In Pasha Shlach, it's very, very sophisticated. There's a Shakla Vitarya between the Meraglim and Yeshua and Kaliv, right? Moshe Rabbeinu. There's a discussion. There's a conversation. There's a discussion. And then there's the punishment. Everybody forget it. The party's over. It's Tisha B'Av. But in Pasha Shlach, there are negotiations. There's discussions. Kilo, the Meraglim really, really love Eretz Yisrael. And Bnei Yisrael are excited about Eretz Yisrael. Because we're afraid of what? It's Sakonis Nefashis. It's dangerous. It's dangerous. Jews are being put in danger. By going to Eretz Yisrael, they're going to be put in danger. Right? That's the Meraglim Tainit. They're being put in danger. Only later on in Devarim, when Moshe Rabbeinu gives Musa before he dies, in Parshas Devarim, he says the truth. He says what? Vayimasu b'aretz chamda. All kinds of fancy things you're saying. You're worried about Jewish lives. Vayimasu b'aretz chamda. The Baruch Shalom knows, and you know, that it's because vayimasu. You don't want to be in Eretz Yisrael. Vayimasu b'aretz chamda. You're moyes. It's a strong word. Vayimasu. It's mius. B'aretz chamda. You are disgusted with the land that is the most desirable land. Eretz Chemda. V'yimasu b'eretz Chemda. You could talk like that to the whole world. Kilu, that's what you're afraid about. And that's what you're nervous about. And you're worried about Jewish lives. V'yimasu b'eretz Chemda. That's what Rebbe Moshe is saying. The emes is, you don't have a shaychus to Eretz Yisrael. You don't feel that connection to Eretz Yisrael. You don't see it as a kinyan pnimi. You see it as a kinyan chitzayni. And since it's a kinyan chitzayni, for practical reasons now, even to make save Jewish lives, whatever it is, for practical reasons now, we have to negotiate with the goyim. We can't go. So the Meraglim could talk that way. They could talk that way in the United Nations and Parshas Shlach. But once it comes to Sefer Torah, and Moshe Ben is about to leave, he says, let's talk tachlis. V'yimasu b'aretz chamda. V'yimasu b'aretz chamda. That's what this was about. You were disgusted with Eretz Yisrael. You still see yourselves as Mitzrayim. At the end of the day, you're still Egyptians. That's all. V'yimasu b'aretz chamda. The Veloy Oid gets even worse, but maybe there's already enough for 1 week. It's already enough for 1 week. Hashem Yisbarach should help us, though we shouldn't be among those who are signing such papers, and we should only sign papers that bring us back. We don't have to sign with the Goyim. We have to sign over here, Aluach Halev. In here is what Jews have to sign. And that's what the one who believes that he represents the Jewish people in the United Nations should say to the United Nations, that Eretz Yisrael is not a matter of negotiation because Hashem Yisbarach gave it to us, not because of any historical connection. It's because it's something which cannot be taken away because it's the neshama of Am Yisrael. And it's the first Rashi in this week's parasha. Just to learn the first Rashi in the parasha. Koyach Masav Higid La'amai. The second that we have a Jew that believes in that, representing us, then the whole game with the goyim is going to be finished, and that will be. That will be the next thing. Will be that we'll hear the shofar of Mashiach. Shabbat shalom. Amen. Amen. Amen.